The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachos, brachos avos, bracha rishona of Shmanesre. Good morning. We are starting today the brachos of Shmoyne Esre. As we mentioned yesterday, the Moshel of Shmoyne Esre, which Rashi brings in the Gemara from the Yerushalmi, is that up to Shmoyne Esre we were preparing ourselves to go to the entrance of the palace of the king. By Geula, the last bracha we said before Shmoyne Esre was the final knocking on the door, and that opens up the door, and now we're standing in the palace in front of Melech Malchem Loch Makodesh Bohu. This is Mamasha Halacha, brought in the Shulchan Aruch. A person, when he starts Shmoyne Esre, should imagine that everything in the world has stopped, and he is inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamavan, we can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're in a place, miyuchad, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're speaking directly to him. The whole Lashon of Shmoyne Esre is Lashon Noichach. It's a Lashon of speaking directly to a person, not just praising somebody else that is somewhere else. It's a conversation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember years ago, someone told me that he spoke to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He wanted some chizik and tefillah, and he didn't get the chizik he wanted. So I said, what did Rav Chaim Kanievsky tell you? So this person told me, I asked him, that I have a problem having kavanah Shmoyne Esre. And Rav Chaim told him, what's the problem? You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I told this person, thank you for telling me this story, because it's the biggest chizik I ever got in my life in tefillah. So he asked me, why is it such a chizik? He's saying it's easy for him. What does it help for me? So I told him, we all have a mistake. We already convinced ourselves that in our generation it's impossible to have kavanah anymore. We're already so detached from Mount Sinai, from the Beis HaMikdash. We're in Golas so many years. Talking to Hashem is not a natural thing. Meila, Shmoyne Esre is a time for our pleasant dreams and to think about all the things that are on our mind. You told me that you met a person in our generation that says it's a simple thing, you're just talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means in the Hanami, even our generation is possible. So you can ask me, well, we're not Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it's true. We're nowhere near him at all. But we have what to strive for. We can't improve ourselves. We can get close to it, even if we don't have 100% kavanah. We get ourselves to 2%, 5%, 10%, whatever it is. But Lamaisa, that's what it is. That is the act of Shmoyne Esre. I'm conversing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm presenting to him my whole present life. We know that Shmoyne Esre comes in three stages. Stage number one is called the first three brachas of Birchas of Shevach, of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One may ask, why do we need to praise Hashem? He's not the type of being that needs to be flattered. A melech bos of Adam, a regular king, when you come into him, you have to make him feel that you appreciate him. Otherwise, he won't relate to you properly. But Hashem doesn't need that. We're a tiny speck in the whole Bria. The Rashba explains like this. The reason why we sing these praises to Hashem in the beginning of Shmoyne Esre is not because he has a need for it. But we have a need for it. What does that mean? As we said yesterday by the Brach of Geula, reminding ourselves of the nitzim that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael, the Hashgacha he has over Klal Yisrael, as a preparation for davening or tefillah, requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the next step of the same thing. If we have no ongoing relationship with Hashem, Hashem has no past track record of being so good to us and caring for us and being so close to us, then it's really hard to have that natural feeling of requesting. If somebody tells me there's a guy walking down the street and he could give you $1 million, I wouldn't even bother going up to him. Why? Because I don't know him. I'm sure he doesn't know me. And even if he does know who I am, why should I assume that he has the money? And if he has the money, why should I assume he's going to give it to me just because I requested? But if someone tells me, you know what's going down the street, somebody that you do know, and I happen to know this person, I haven't seen him in a long time, and happen to know that he's very wealthy, and he's willing to give me anything I request. If I see such a person, I'm going to right away go over to him and ask him. That's the idea of the Shevach. We have to put ourselves in the right position between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clarify ourselves the deep relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an introduction to Shemoneh Esrei. And if we have that right, then it will be much easier for us to have the proper kavana in the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. When we make a request, we'll make it with all our heart because we know we got the right address. We all talk to Melech HaMachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kedei kach, that halacha is if a person says the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, does not pay attention to what he's saying, he's not yet to the Shemoneh Esrei. The one bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, the kavana, is essential. Is ma'akev is the first bracha. Counterintuitive, we would say, what do you mean? Davening is to make all our requests to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not even a request; it's just a praise. Hashem will manage without it. And the answer is like we just said: Hashem can manage without it. But we cannot manage without it. If we didn't have kavanah in the first bracha, then the whole tefillah will not be a real tefillah. So that's why we have to put extra effort into having kavanah on the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. We're standing there in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're trying to pay attention more. Who are we standing in front of? So, Baruch Atah Hashem. Those first three words we have by every bracha. I'll just review them again. These are the yisoidis of bitochen. And tefillah, we said, is a ma'aseh bitochen. If I daven to somebody, shows that I recognize he's the one I can rely on. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother requesting from him anything. Baruch Atah Hashem, I recognize that everything I have, everything in the world is from you. And Ato, I can have a direct conversation with you. Hashem, Midas Arachamim, those three ideas show the special closeness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to be b'techan on something or somebody, it has to be that there is an ongoing positive relationship. And that's what I'm saying to myself. I recognize there is such an ongoing positive relationship from the day I was born till this day. Hashem has sustained me. Hashem has created me as a member of Klal Yisrael.
Kol Halashon.
Speak to him, Ato. We're the only nation that speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a fashion. There's such a closeness between, and he has such Hashem. Midas Arachmim, so much Rachmim alai. When I think about that, then that opens my heart up to realize that this is where I should be now, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokeinu, 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 we mentioned before, so all the koiches I have to exist is from Hashem. Elokeinu, it's conjugated, our God, because he has a special hashgacha in Klal Yisrael. And how do we see that? Now we want to bring it more to life, not just, abstract idea. Hashem has a keshu with Klal Yisrael. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We see by the Ovis, when we read through the Chumash and Bereishis, we see tremendous reason that Hashem did for each and the broch that he gave them. They went with Hashem, they were Meis and Nefesh, Avraham, the Kibush and the Eish, and Yitzchak with Akedah Yitzchak, and Yaakov with his Torah. But with that, we saw that not only did they develop a very close relation with Hashem, but Hashem paid them back in this world with the wealth and everything they needed. It must be on the whole world. So that's, once again, that picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is a special keshur with us is now more real. It's like somebody knows our mishpacha for many years. The keshur is completely different than somebody else has our mishpacha. This is our mishpacha. These are our forefathers that had this special keshur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we saw what that keshe did for them. We want to continue that keshe. Okay, La Godun, that the Midas Tuvay, Agibo, Gibo says that, Chazal say that even if people are not doing the Ratzon Hashem, he holds himself taking them. Ezel Gibo, Hakoyvish Yitzro. We do so many avarios, and even so HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps us going. Anoira, the awesome God, Gemara says, the Noira means that the nations of the world want to kill us, and Hashem prevents them from doing it. He puts a certain level of fear in them that stops them. Here in Eretz Yisrael, how much we have to mechav and hanoya, how appreciative we are, surrounded from every corner with millions and millions of people that want to decimate us. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem puts this mitzvah of noida, prevents them from doing what they really want to do. It gives them a certain fear that they don't even understand where it's coming from. That's the third mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aside from his goodness. He's an almighty. No one can stop him. So we have the closeness we have to Hashem, with his hashgacha on us, and his chasodim to us, and together with that he's the most powerful one. No one can stop him. It's an important thing in the tefillah, by the way, and it's not even by the way, this is the most important thing. All these words we're saying, you can go through the rest of the bracha and see how every word furthers these ideas. But if we just say these words and translate every day, it's also not, it's not the real tefillah. The real tefillah is, like the Ruzari says, we take the experiences between the last tefillah and this tefillah and we put it into this tefillah. This is he calls it the fruit of the day. In other words, Adavin Shachris, when I'm thinking of Goyim L'Chasod and Tovim, I think last night I was so knocked out and now Baruch Hashem I have more Kriches. I think that some people go to sleep at night, don't get up, and Baruch Hashem, I get up. I look at my family, Baruch Hashem, everybody's healthy. Breakfast, there was food to eat. Sometimes it's there wasn't certain products in the store. Baruch Hashem, everything I need to have, whatever it may be. If something special happened that day, this morning, Baruch Hashem, the kids got up. It didn't take 5 hours to wake them up. Also, we have answered the Yad Shemayah, every little thing. That's the way it's supposed to go. And there, if we do in that fashion, then we're not just repeating every Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei, somebody once told me, Shemoneh Esrei is boring. He's saying the same words every time. He didn't understand what Shemoneh Esrei is all about. Chazal, the Ruach Kodesh, and Anshei Knesset Gedolah, they set up the Nusach of all these 18, and now it's 19 brachas, that have everything that Klal Yisrael needs throughout history is embedded in those words. But it's up to us to make it alive and make every tefillah different than the other one. If it's a morning tefillah, like we're saying, in this chelik of tefillah, which is nogea to the shvachim of praising Hashem, later on we'll have the request. But now we're talking about the shvachim praising Hashem. Praise Hashem for what I have at this point in my life. The more we think of this when we're saying this, like we said, first of all, our tefillah will be more. And our whole bitochen Hashem, our whole experience, day-to-day experience of that pleasure, that peace of mind, of realizing and feeling that I'm in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu will come to life. It's a big avoida. And we're talking about, once again, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei that is very, very powerful in this respect, reminding us of how fortunate we are to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or of a Rachaman, Hashem, who is special close to us, a special Hashkocha on us, from the Ovos HaGdoshim throughout history and every day of our lives. He's watching over us and watching over the Kol Yisrael. I know you're in such a fashion we don't even see. We should be zeicher to bring this bracha to life. Like we said, standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and with that feeling, that exalted feeling, a Kodesh Baruch Hu mechabed me. The Pasuk says there's no nation like Klal Yisrael, Kol Kareinu Elav, that we can just stand and talk to Hashem. We're the only nation that can do that. Look at the Arabs, they have to fall on the floor. Other religions, they're singing their songs and praising. It's all nice. That posh is a simple talking, that Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we have, because we're his sons, Kavi Yochel. We're the closest to him in the whole Briyas HaOlam. Boruch Atah Hashem Ogein Avraham. And we ended up with the Schuz of Avraham Avinu. Because he was the epitome of the Baal Chesed. Because he was the epitome of Baal Chesed. Because he went out of his way to be Moisen Nefesh for others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, Kavayocha, went out of his way and saved him from all the different things that could have killed him. The Kibshon Ha'esh, the Malam and Ateva, Hashem protected him. Why did he protect him? Because he was Avraham. He had that mitzvah of Avraham, of caring for others. This is the first bracha, which we're reminding ourselves of the Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And connected that, why Klal Yisrael is deserving of the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we are a nation of Anshei Chesed, the Zera of Avram. When we zeicha, take advantage of this pasuk, this bracha. Tfila, talking to Hashem, making our day-to-day experiences alive, and thanking Hashem for them. And realizing the greatness of Klal Yisrael is, with the Zera Avram of Yitzhak and Yaakov, they have that Midah of Avram, the Midah of Chesed, through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us as his great nation. Shalom uvracha.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.